way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
That's. I just wanted to show everybody how well I can whistle. I've been practicing.
I thought it just happens. Like, you're an old man now, so so you whistle a lot. Whistle and hum.
Make this kind of noise.
Yep.
A lot of...
double smacking the gums
every time
and
you move,
lips
a lot
and,
of...
That's pretty much what living with you is like. Yeah, you just described it. Hit the nail on the head.
I described it without using words. That's pretty impressive. I'm like an auditory poet.
Sure.
It's a thing.
If you say so.
Poet Auriette, Auriette. I didn't have anything. I'm trying to think of poet Laureate. Anyway, back to my whistling. Didn't that sound pretty good?
No, it was awful.
Really?
It wasn't even a strong whistle.
Well, I was trying to do it relatively smoothly. I wasn't trying to do it forcefully.
Yeah, it's clearly not one of your talents.
I'm going to work on it, though.
All right, you work on it.
I am.
I want you to be able to come back and do that.
Andy Griffith show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you were going to say.
See?
You want me to whistle?
You know
some
how
Dixie?
When you're together for a while and you finish each other's sentences? That's what we do here.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're back.
Yes, we are. And for all of you listening, welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Pod. Cast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol.
That's us.
We're back.
We've never gone anywhere.
No, but you know what?
Tell me. Talk to me. Be honest, though, because I can't stand any more of your lies today. Go ahead.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yeah. We got more snow.
We got more snow.
We got more snow.
We were just outside shoveling.
For how long? It wasn't that bad.
Today, was actually, like, at this point, it wasn't that bad.
Was there what? Maybe... Six inches?
Something
seven?
Like that. Yeah.
I don't know.
I felt like it was the easiest shovel session we've had this year
it
so
is.
Far.
Yeah, so far.
A couple
but
prior
we're
going to
be doing it
worse.
Again tomorrow, so.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
I whistle better than you sing. We can at least use that as a starting point.
That's a terrible barometer because I sing terribly.
Barometer? Where'd you pull barometer? You've been watching too much fucking Patrick Hammer on WTMZ.
I know. I'm old, so now, you know, I watch a lot of the weather.
You gotta watch the weather.
I gotta watch the weather, so you know, high pressure, low pressure, storm fronts.
So we can predict when our joints are gonna be sore.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is cold.
Yep.
And it's snowy.
Just like your heart. Cold.
Cold and dead, actually.
Truth.
Yeah. My heart's okay. My dad, when I was talking to him yesterday, he was asking about the snow that we're supposed to get, and I was like, yeah, it's nothing, you know, we're supposed to get like maybe like 12 or 14 inches by tomorrow morning or something. He's like, you know, be careful. You see a lot of stories out there about people shoveling, and, you know, they end up having a heart attack or whatever. I stopped him. I go, listen, I understand that is a concern for some people, and it should be. I said, sure. But if I was just running 10 miles in this on Sunday, which we did, I think I'll be okay shoveling. I think my heart's in a good place, not like metaphorically, physically. I think I'm okay. That's not something I'm worried about, is dying via heart attack when shoveling snow.
No, I feel like we exert ourselves much more working out and doing things than we do when we shovel.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's, you know, that's us.
I know, but it was just funny. Well. Crazy old man.
He's just concerned about you. You're his baby boy.
I am. I'm the baby of the family.
You're a baby, all right.
Duh, duh. I'm fucking turning 50 in 10 days.
Yep.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah, you're old, man.
I'm assholes, right? Asshole Association of Retired People. Isn't that what AARP stands for? Because those dickheads sent me something in the mail already, like 2 days ago.
You know what's really funny? I'd let you believe that they sent it to you, but you know how you said, this is really weird, because it's not even like this was in the window or anything.
Yes.
Yeah, that's because it's just a generic mailer. They give it to everybody. It kind of comes with the coupons.
Phew. I stand by my statement, so they're still jerks. Fuckheads. I don't want them giving me stuff. Yeah, 50.
Is 50 really the age for AARP?
I don't know.
I feel like that's young for AARP.
I thought it was up until about 10 seconds ago. This is all new to me. I don't know. I've never been this old, so I don't know what happens next.
It's true.
I'm not sure. It's all virgin ground for me here.
You're going to have to Google it. What happens when you turn 50?
Do you want me to?
I don't care. I'm not turning 50.
You are? Well, you will eventually.
Well, eventually I will, but not anytime soon.
Well,
I'm just a baby.
Maybe you can be prepared. What'd you say?
So I'm just a baby.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Let's see here. What to expect in your 50s, according to WebMD?
Oh, boy. You went to WebMD.
This one's specific to muscle. Oh, that's weird. Might have popped to that. After you turn 50, you start to lose muscle at a faster rate, and your physical strength can get weaker, too. Best way to stop the slide is to lift weights or do strength training exercises like lunges and squats 2 to 3 times a week. Not only will you build more lean muscle mass, but you'll also improve your sense of balance, which will come in handy as you get older.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of those old people falling all over the place.
No, nobody wants that.
Nope, bust a hip.
Your brain health, when you go into your 50s with more brain function than you had when you were 25, interesting, it may dip a little around age 55. Wow, so we got like a 5-year period of peak brain power, huh?
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
Because I think my brain has already dipped.
I didn't want to say anything, but I mean, you've been a little dippy. That's going to be your rap name, Lil Dip.
This is terrible.
Mental health, same thing. Nearly 95% of people who are 50 or older say they're satisfied or very satisfied with their lives. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But in women, the hormone shift to menopause can change things. Oh, boy. We won't talk about that. Immune system can be slower to go after viruses and other outside threats.
Hmm.
Your hearing, which I think for you, for sure, for me even, I've noticed my hearing starting to get shittier.
Yeah, you have selective hearing.
No, I don't. I have what you going to call it? I can't think of the name.
Selective hearing.
No, it's not selective. Selectively smack you in the face, you kitchen witch.
Were you Dwight Schrute's aunt?
Get some peppermint schnapps.
What was her name? Aunt
something.
Oh, I can't remember.
That's irrelevant.
It's from The Office, in case anyone was wondering.
Well, you said Dwight Schrute.
If you've never watched The Office, you don't know who Dwight Schrute is. In
everybody
which case,
who
I feel really bad for you.
Seen The Office.
They better.
But yeah, I think like it's like certain. God damn it! What's the
frequencies?
Word? Yes, I was thinking like tones, and that's not it. It's not. Yeah, frequencies.
I see.
It's some things I hear really well, and some things I struggle with, but don't hear as well as I used to.
So what are these frequencies? I'm going to need to know.
I'm not going
to
tell you.
What do you hear and not hear?
Not to mention, I didn't like measure them. I couldn't tell you, but
I'm going to have to get a tuning fork.
A tuning fork, sure.
And I'm just going to walk around the house and start smacking it on stuff at different frequencies.
Did you hear that? What? Huh? Oh, all right, write that one down.
get out my little flip notebook.
The chair in the kitchen, which we don't have.
D flat, he does not hear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
No, it's not.
It is. So.
Anyway, that's what happens when you turn 50. Shit happens.
Does it say anything about getting tattoos?
Should it?
Oh, I don't know. You got a lot of them already. Maybe, I don't know, do people over 50 get more?
Well, this is what happens to your health, not what like lifestyle changes you go through. I would think probably tattoos and Harleys are things a lot of men turn 50 get. I have no interest in a Harley.
No?
Nah. It'll scare me. Being on a motorcycle scares me.
Oh, I think it's fun.
Oh. All right, then let's do it. That'll be our midlife crisis thing. We'll get motorcycles.
I don't know if I think it's that fun.
Oh. All right.
Harleys are really expensive, and I could go on a really awesome vacation. Or 2 or 3 or 4 for what I'm going to spend on a Harley.
I see. I don't know how much they are.
I don't know. I would like one of those cool little ones.
Those fucking snowmobile things, those weird things.
Snowmobile things?
Yeah.
What?
Those spiders or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are weird. They look like snowmobiles with wheels.
I would like a snowmobile too, if you ask me.
Snowmobiles.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yes.
Going back to my tattoos.
Yeah.
So you've got a considerable amount already.
I have one on each arm.
You do not have one on each arm.
It is. No, it goes from my wrist to my shoulders. It's
a conglomeration.
It's a total of one.
Anyways. You guys have all kinds of different stuff all over, right?
Sure.
So do a lot of people. But there's a guy in New York that has 864 tattoos of insects.
Just of insects, huh?
Of insects. He's broken the world record for the most insect tattoos.
Why is there a record for that?
Why would you want to break it?
Why would the Guinness Book ever say, you know what, we don't have something for people with insect tattoos? We need to get on this really quickly.
I think things like that, I don't think they seek them out. I think it's probably someone has them or says, hey, I want to be in the world Guinness Book of World Records, and they come up with something weird that isn't there, and then they call them and say, listen, I want to set the record in this.
I see. I want to set the record straight. That's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
I have 800 insects. I was going to ask a really dumb question. I won't. I was going to say, are there even 800 insects? But there's probably like a billion different species of insects.
Well, it doesn't have to be different insects, right?
Now, does he have all of one?
Well, I'm not really sure, but he hates bugs.
Mm.
He literally says that he hates them because people assume that he loves them because he has so many. And he said, no, it's quite the opposite. He really hates them. He's afraid of them, and he hates them.
That's a very odd person.
Which is very weird. But anyways.
Something happened. He was like molested by a spider or something in his youth. Something bad happened to that kid.
Yeah. He's got a 13-inch moth across his throat.
I'm glad you said moth. I'm like, whoa, this is... That explains where some of those tattoos are going.
He's got a 2.5-inch beetle over his right eye and a 2.5-inch earwig behind his right ear.
Oh, this dummy has him on his face.
Well, yeah, you'd run out of space.
No,
I mean, it's
wouldn't.
A lot of them.
No, it depends on how big.
Not unless they're
insects.
Super teeny tiny, but it's super creepy because looking at this one picture, like down his chest, it looks like a giant centipede with all the legs.
That's kind of
like
weird.
His whole torso and his front. It's really kind of creepy. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now I've got the heebie-jeebies just looking. So yeah
wow,
that's
bad.
I
don't want to like squish parts of his body with napkins.
Right?
Like stink bugs. Does he have a stink bug? He's got to have a stink bug.
I don't know.
Oh.
If you want, I'll send it to you. You can reach out to him and ask him if he's got a stink bug.
Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
Maybe.
So you want to talk about my tattoos? No, just, sorry, man. We just want to talk about the stink bug one. That's it.
Do you have a stink bug?
We're going to ask you one question. It will be about that stink bug tattoo. And after that, we'll just, you can hang up and listen.
All right. Have you ever had peanut butter soup?
Have I? Ever had peanut butter soup?
Yeah.
My mom tried to make something like that one time, and she's a terrible cook. But there was some fucking recipe that she was making like that with peanut butter. Maybe it was supposed to be soup. I don't even know. More like a stew.
I'm going to be honest. I like peanut butter.
Me too.
But that sounds really gross and disgusting.
I don't know. Peanut butter generally makes everything good.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm.
The stuff my mom made wasn't that bad. It just was weird.
Okay. I don't know what it was, but...
It was
just
nothing.
Like,
I just made that up. Why would my mom make peanut butter stew? Come on,
because
man.
You like peanut butter.
Come on.
That sounds like something weird your mom would try to make.
Biden thing. Come on, man. All right. Anyway, it does
and
sound
it's clearly a thing.
It sounds interesting to me.
I don't know. It was peanut butter day, and there was a weird article, and it was saying something about peanut butter. I just saw it.
It's peanut butter day?
I don't know if it was today. It was the other day.
It?
I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe. But it doesn't really matter. But not everything good is good as a soup.
No,
like
but
there's beer and cheese soup, and I like cheese, but I don't want any kind of cheese soup. Doesn't
cheese
sound
soup,
good or broccoli cheese. I like broccoli and I like cheese, but I don't want them together in a soup.
Broccoli Rob.
Welcome, folks. Today we are just doing office references.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I would try that, honestly, though. It sounds interesting to me. I like peanut butter, and I think it's an interesting enough. They do, like, peanut butter chicken or peanut butter something, right? At, like, Chinese food places?
Yeah, they have what? They have a... It's not really... It's not peanut butter. It's peanut sauce that they use, right?
Only at the fancy places.
What?
I don't know. I think there is peanut butter something.
I don't know anything about being fancy, so... There's that.
You lack the fancy gene. Is that what you're saying?
Is there a fancy gene?
Crack-a-lacking? Well, I don't know. Get your DNA tested.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
It would be totally pointless. It's going to come back and tell me that I am 100% Polish.
Yeah, it's going to be disappointing and a waste of money.
Zero variation. The only difference is it might be different towns within Poland that I've come from.
Sure.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right.
I'm just Polish, man. Yesterday was Groundhog Day.
It sure was. That little fuzzy bastard. He predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
Are you surprised, really?
No.
Doesn't he always?
How accurate is that?
It's
I'm
not.
Sure somebody keeps track of that. Like,
you act like there's a scientific basis for this.
I know, but it'd be interesting to see. Then they can just go, like, pull the stats, and it shows it doesn't matter what if he sees his shadow or not. And then you can just, like, take down the entire town of Punxsutawney. I've been wanting to do that for a while. This is probably the best idea I've had yet. But I've really always hated that place.
And you've never even been to Punxsutawney.
No, I just hate the premise of it. And I think that if I can find a way to kind of make it blow up from the inside, would be almost like a, you know, secret ops by the army, like a freaking Navy SEAL thing. So
this turned a took a really weird turn.
Well, this is, you touched on a topic that's very, you know, close to my heart. My rage for Punxsutawney. But I think if we can find that the data shows that it doesn't make a difference, and we start blasting that on every news media source, I'll finally be able to get that town and that stupid mayor with his stupid hat and shit that they wear whenever they picks up that rodent. I hate him. I hate them all. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I think you need counseling.
This is my counseling.
You're in trouble. A therapist, I am not, sir.
No.
Mm-mm.
Maybe the pissed part, but not the
maybe.
Therapist.
You got that right.
You're more like a Theraflu. Hey.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest?
Ooh, Nestle Crunch.
Crunch berries?
Berry white.
White Christmas.
Christmas songs.
Song of the South.
Ooh, boy. South Dakota.
That one was kind of weak.
Oh, was
Dakota
it?
Fanning.
Fanning the flames. Yes!
Bah, you got me.
All right, yeah.
I'm stumped. Flames of hell? I don't know.
It's too late.
I don't know. I got nothing else. I'm done. Got nothing.
At least you played along this time. I dangle that carrot almost every podcast. Most of the time you just like keep talking about something else.
Wow. I figure I'd let you have your moment and
Thanks.
Get it out of the way.
You know what I don't like? Because with you know, running and all the shit that we do, I follow Facebook groups, I'm sure like you do too, that
mm-hmm.
for running. And there's a couple that I've stopped following, or just maybe I muted them for a while. All ones like runners over 50, like one, was it? Weight loss for runners, trail and ultra runners, a few different ones. There's a thousand
okay.
of them. Probably more. So many of these fucking people just take selfies all the time and post them. And I think that's so just gross.
Gross?
Yeah. First of all, if anybody wants to see what you look like, you know, you have a profile pic. We'll check that out. But every time you run, you don't have to post about it and post a picture of yourself. It just annoys me.
Yeah, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, that's not mine. It's not my each.
Is that your each?
No.
Like when I was doing training for the marathon and I would go on my long runs, I would post a lot of pictures. Not necessarily of myself, though.
Not on every run.
No, not on every run. I understand what you're saying. There are people out there that do that, and that is kind of annoying. But I feel like, you know, they probably have some sort of
mental deficiency.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Like somehow that makes, whether they're seeking attention or lack some sort of fulfillment in life that, you know, doing that fills for them.
Word that
go
sounds kind of like recarded, maybe. Because some of them are pretty stupid.
Yeah, boy. Again, anyway. All you have to do is unfollow.
I do sometimes now.
Thumb right past it.
Thumb it in. Yeah, but some runner on one of them referred to his kid as crotch fruit. Have you ever heard that before? Yeah.
That is incredibly offensive.
Right? I saw that. I'm like, I like reread it. I'm like, you just called your kid crotch fruit. Where do you, who,
that poor child.
Right?
Who does that?
This guy, he probably takes freaking selfies of himself after every run, too. I told you, man, they have mental issues.
Yeah, that's weird. Whoever you are, dude, you're weird. Don't ever do that.
Yeah.
That poor kid.
He's a dum-dum. So we did our, we've been continuing our training, right? So we had our long run on Sunday, which wasn't too bad at all, weather-wise.
No.
It was cold, but.
Yeah, we managed. We did it.
We trudged through it. We ran 10 miles.
Yeah, one of our struggles, and we have kind of touched on this before, is just the weather. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're doing 10 miles, trying to find a route where, you know, it's safe, I guess.
Yeah.
Roads and sidewalks and things like that. So.
Yeah, we had to think that through pretty well when we were.
But we planned that out pretty well. We were all right.
Yeah. But it was fun. 10 miles. And it was actually a good run, because remember, the week before was
you
8 miles
angry,
and
yes.
Slushy. You were doing that stupid ranting bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And you got mad at me. Folks, he literally yelled at me in the middle of a run. We were, what, 4 miles out? And he literally yelled at me, stop
That's
doing
what
that.
I, said. I simply said, don't do that. That was it.
Side note, I didn't stop. But...
When we're 4 miles into a run and still have 6 to go, I don't want to see that shit. But
then don't look at me.
It was a good run. I mean, for me, because that 8 mile run was tough for me, and I was afraid that it would be the start of me dreading running again and not being able to do shit.
Yeah, but wasn't bad. It felt pretty good.
Yeah.
And part of this too, when you're doing something like that. Now we've got, you know, over the years, because we've been running and always run in the winter, we've accumulated some cold weather gear that's running appropriate. But sometimes, you know, I mean, it gets cold here, and your real feel is, you know, when you get to be teens and single digits, you've got to prepare for that. So even though I was well-dressed and we were dry, it wasn't as though there wasn't a lot of slush or anything like that. Still, by the time I made it probably 8 miles, and I started to feel it.
The M&M run, 8 miles.
Yep. So the last couple of miles, I was feeling a little bit cold. So that's something I'm going to have to adjust for moving forward and figure out what I need to do differently. Because that's going to be cold.
Well, I've even been doubling up on gloves. Like, I'll wear those small red gloves. Just basic little gloves underneath my running gloves, too.
Yeah.
And that's
I do that already.
Yeah, but I never did that. Like, so, I mean, it's cold if I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start using the hot hands.
My toes have been okay. No frostbite, no gangrene or anything like
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
It's hard for you to do your body strength exercises for balance if you're missing toes.
Right. Or my, you know, painted toenail Instagram page that I've maintained for quite a while now.
Yeah, I heard you got quite a following.
It's a niche that I was very surprised took off like it did. I mean, I posted 10 individual pictures, one of each toe, but they were each decorated differently or had like a different background. And there's like this weird toe community on Instagram. I don't know where it came from and never knew it was a thing, but I'm at like 15,000 followers already. It's only been a month and a half.
Well, good for you.
What I really need to do is figure out a way to parlay the podcast into that too. So maybe I need to paint my toenails, something like with the podcast logo or something like that, or have the logo in the background on every picture. There you go. Then those 15,000 people that love me just for my toes might tune in to our podcast.
You could put antisocial on your toenails.
I could.
If this were real and you actually had a toenail Instagram.
I've been thinking about it, but I've never pulled the
trigger. I got to give you credit. You really built that up. That was almost believable.
Anywho, yes, my toes have been safe and spared from the cold. Yeah, but that's been going good. We got to figure out if we're actually going to do this race or not, because it's in like 17 days or something like that. And
Though, that, you know, close, huh?
Technically, yep. You got to register. Huh. And yeah, because 10 miles for this half is their longest run. It starts to ramp down a little.
No.
What do you mean, no?
What did you just say?
What's our next long run? Tell me that.
12 miles.
Fuck you. It's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I thought I hit the peak. I quit.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we're doing 12 miles this weekend, buddy.
Okay.
You can't expect to mentally tackle 13.1 if you've only done 10. You got to do at least 12.
My evening's ruined.
Oh, my God. Stop.
You know how I'm going to get over this agony? I've been craving McDonald's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? That's gross.
Well, I don't know why, but sometimes like you drive by or run by there and you can smell it and it smells good. Just like KFC, but I don't crave KFC. KFC always smells so good though when we run by it.
Pizza place smells really good too, yeah. Especially when you can smell the deep fried chicken wings, but I don't want any.
Well, I think what piqued my interest and my, you know, desire to get McDonald's
was that weird
the
sandwich.
Discovery of the McDonald's double crunch.
This is weird and gross.
Side note, I don't want McDonald's. This was just my false lead up into this little story.
Well, there goes my dinner plans for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're both getting McDonald's double crunches. Nope. And McDonald's double crunch, in case you were wondering, is a double cheeseburger. Not that unusual, right? This one, they also add 6 chicken McNuggets into
right there
the sandwich.
On top of the patties, huh?
Yeah. So it's a double cheeseburger with 6 chicken McNuggets. And I know McDonald's tries to be healthy. They have some weak salads and some, you know, fruit or something like that.
They've got yogurt parfaits.
Yeah, exactly. So they try.
Well, I don't know if they try. They have healthier alternatives.
Okay. They didn't try when it came to the double crunch.
No. There's nothing. No.
There were some just big old fatty chef that just experimented one day and said, hey.
There's somebody that's been making this in McDonald's for their own personal consumption for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a McDonald's somewhere where some individual has been ordering a double cheeseburger and then a side 6-piece McNugget for a long time. And the dude behind the counter sits there and watches him put those McNuggets on that sandwich, and it's been ongoing probably for like a year and a half. And
I bet they actually put fries on it too.
That
they
idea,
just load that shit right on there,
right? But eventually, that manager who saw that guy doing it for a year and a half talked to like the regional, who took it to the
corporate,
and who took it to the CEO and said, "This is the next big thing, and if we don't get on this right now, I quit."
Now, see, if they were really smart, they'd put it, like, on a plate and pour a milkshake on top of it.
That's so gross. No, but this thing, this we'll call it a sandwich, has 740 calories, which I thought it would actually be more, but 740 is still a lot.
For that one sandwich, huh?
If you're interested in the nutritional values, I have a couple of them. Thank you for asking. Daily saturated fat. You get 69% of it in this sandwich.
Oh, my God.
And if you're...
That's so horrible.
Here's the one benefit,
I think my heart is hurting just hearing that.
Yeah, there's one benefit to this that I see is that, some people need to watch their salt intake, right? Especially like high blood pressure or that kind of stuff.
Right.
But there's some people that don't. And this is for the people who don't.
So really, anyone under the age of 23 are the only people, for the most part.
Quotation marks, sandwich has 82% of your daily sodium in it. Jesus.
My God.
You need to drink like 3 gallons of water just to balance that out.
Yeah,
that
I can't even imagine. Yeah,
holy,
that's ridiculous.
Crap.
So I feel obligated now that we've discussed the sandwich, we've got to at least discuss something to balance it. So coming from the American Heart Association, because it is American Heart Month.
AHA, AHM.
See? So we're going to throw some stuff out here. Some of this is, common sense for some people. Some people, some of this might be new. But I am here to inform you, and help you educate you.
As the proud crotch fruit of two people with heart problems, I'm listening.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I am here to help you improve your cardiovascular health. Some of foods that are nutrient dense and will help your heart. You got dark leafy greens. And by dark leafy greens, I'm talking spinach, which we have very regularly.
True.
Kale, collard greens, and other dark stuff.
Yeah, so, collard greens should be considered dark stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
Alrighty then. Olive oil.
We use it on everything.
Yes,
not
we
on
do.
Everything we cook, yeah.
Yep. Going along with the Mediterranean diet.
Olive oil is yummy.
Yep. And then berries, which I am a
you are a big berry fan.
Fan of. Yes. Love my Reyes berries.
You like all kinds of berries.
I do. Blueberries, strawberries, berry berries.
Oh, boy.
Razzleberries.
Loganberries.
Loganberries. Next up, we got beans.
Ugh.
Gotta love the beans.
No,
come
you
on.
Don't.
You like beans when I put them in black beans?
Those are black beans, right. When you
yeah,
say
they're
beans,
beans,
most people think those like gross kidney beans that just taste like a freaking poo pod.
You mean like the red ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd I call them?
Kidney beans. That's what they are.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay.
Yeah, but they don't taste really any different than the black beans. Like beans are beans. They all kind of taste the same.
It's like chewing on wet toilet paper. They're just gross. The consistency's mushy and they're just nasty. Black beans are okay.
Yeah, I don't see a difference.
Oh,
anyways,
a difference,
so
maybe.
Beans are really good. So they don't
only
don't just
color.
Make, they do not only make you fart, but they're good for your heart.
Ha ha!
You like that one? That's right. Salmon. Or some people like to say salmon. Something
the
we
people
don't
who pronounce it right say salmon. Yeah, that's hopefully most some people or
something
most people.
We don't really consume though.
We don't.
No, I'm afraid. I had salmon once in my life. It didn't end well.
Yeah, that's sweet. We were talking about this. So we need to eat more or eat fish. I mean, we rarely do, but you can get stuff other than salmon.
Yeah, so we'll try that. And then whole grains.
Whole
which
grains.
Which I am a fan of. Whole grains, multigrain breads and whatnot and such.
I've converted to the multigrain breads.
Yeah, because they're delicious.
They are. They really are. And they make the best toast in the world.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
In fact, this evening we had egg sandwiches for dinner on multigrain bread.
That's right.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me this. Why did you freak out so much when I put mustard on my egg sandwich?
Because it's disgusting.
Have you ever
tried
mustard with eggs?
Those eggs.
Have you ever tried mustard with eggs?
No.
It's a really good combination.
Okay. Do you also put ketchup on there? Because that's another gross thing.
Did you put ketchup on there? It's just mustard.
No. Either one. Neither belong on my eggs.
It's like pairing wine and cheese, okay? There are certain flavors that work well together. Mustard and eggs happens to be one of those.
Nope.
Ketchup and pickles is another one. Delicious.
Do you often just eat pickles with ketchup?
I don't
Who
eat
does
any
that?
Of those things.
I just had a pickle the other day. Random pickles. The good, big, crunchy dill ones. Those are the winners right there. Anyways, so next up on the list are grapes. Who would have thought? Plain old grapes.
Whoa, grapes made a comeback.
Yeah.
Grapes of wrath.
Yeah, it has something to do with the skin. It's got powerful polyphenol, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's polyurethane is what you meant
to
say.
No, but you got to be rich to buy those these days. Because if you've been to the grocery store and you've looked at the grapes, they're like $3 a pound or something ridiculous.
Wrong. It costs you nothing to look at the grapes.
It's going to cost you your eyesight in a minute when I poke your eyes out. This next one you're not going to be so fond of, they're walnuts.
Fondue. I am not fond of walnuts, no.
I like put some nice walnut. I like this walnut cranberry salad. We're doing pretty good. Flaxseed is another one.
Holly flax.
Yes, holly flaxseed. And that completes my list.
That's a good list. I'm happy to say that like a lot of that shit we eat pretty regularly.
Right. That's because awesome. I've incorporated it into our diets.
Yes, you have. You've kind of been like a...
Every once in a while. I'll throw something else in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You're job. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're keeping us all healthy, lady.
Somebody's gotta.
Oh, my.
Facebook Marketplace post of the day.
I can probably whistle that. You want me to try?
Nope. You'll ruin it.
Ah, all right.
Oh, is it done already?
Well, the song is. You're,
that's
you're
too bad because I was really
whatever
enjoying
you were
going to
talk
that.
About hasn't even started.
Keep it up. I'm not going to talk about anything. How do you like that? Speaking of berries. Have you ever had an elderberry?
I have not. Your mother reeks of elderberry, though.
I don't know what that means.
Somebody will. Go ahead.
Weird. Okay. Well, if you've never had an elderberry, I'm assuming you've never had a black elderberry.
I don't see the world in black and white, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, you could grow your own black elderberry. All you need are one of these black elderberry cuttings. Yep, now is the best time to plant. You can get 10 cuttings of elderberry sticks for only $15. That's right, they're in stock, and good old Dakota Queen will be happy to sell you some of her elderberry sticks. Uh-huh. They're new.
So
they're in new condition.
Well, yeah.
I would debate that. I don't think. Well, I think they're already used, right?
Well, it's what are they called? A shaving? A cutting? Cutting.
It's a cutting.
Yeah, so they're cutting something off of a tree or a bush, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a shrub, apparently.
Shrub.
Yeah.
Shrub is an underused word. I think it should have been used to describe something else, not that.
Okay, but.
I don't know.
They didn't consult you on the shrub.
No, actually, speaking of insulting, it sounds like it should be like a Jewish insult.
Oh, my God.
Schmiel, schmoggle, shrub.
No. Anyways, good old Queenie over here, she grows and sells them. It's her cash crop. They're perfect for low-effort farming. Perfect for me. Low-effort is the way I like to go
is
when I'm talking
local?
About planting. Oh, no. God, no. These are coming from Saline Creek Orchard, wherever that is.
Oh, I've been there. It's
no,
in,
you have not.
Dude, Saline Creek Orchard is outside of Madison, Wisconsin, where we used to go visit because people, when we lived in Orchard Park, that my parents were friends with, moved to Madison, Wisconsin. We went there a couple of times. What was the name of that place again?
Good try, though. Yeah. All you have to do is soak it in water for an hour and then shove the stick in the ground.
I'll shove a stick in your
That's it. And then leave it alone, according to her. You don't have to waste your time doing anything else.
So elderberry.
Black elderberry.
Black elderberry, fine if you want to bring race into it, is.
Well, she did.
That's what she said. Black elderberry, like Krupnik, and like sourdough bread, all have like a, essentially like a starter pack, starter kit thing. Because with sourdough bread, you kind of take a piece of that starter dough or whatever it is, and that's how you continue to make new batches.
So you're telling me you can't make sourdough bread unless you've got a starter piece from someplace?
Google it.
That's not true.
Krupnik, I think, is the same way. We were discussing this with your brother Paul when he was here, or I was proposing it. I don't know what's the thing, but it seems like you got to keep a batch of the original Krupnik to start mixing in, you know, as you make new jugs of it. Paul's Krupnik is good, though.
It is.
Yeah, it's much better than the shit you buy in stores.
Well, I mean, I like the stuff in the stores, too. But, his is a little bit different.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Yeah, and he's got some different variations, so it's not bad.
Good.
So, as I was going through, doing my searching, I found a sweatshirt that I need to buy for myself.
Ooh, okay.
So, you know how when you quote, say, passages from the Bible... Not you particularly, because
I've been doing a lot of that lately.
You don't really follow the Bible, but that's what you know. When you do that, it's little quotes, you know, the right. little passage, and then it's usually you know the book. So it's like Luke, you know, chapter 13, line 12, right? Luke 13:12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found one, and it just says, "Yes, I'm cold," and it says me 24/7.
That is funny.
But yes, it's written out on the sweatshirt as a in the same notation that a Bible quote
is
would
be
written.
Is it a traditional sweatshirt?
Is it a yes, it is.
Okay.
It is not a hoodie. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hoodies can have zippers.
No.
Yeah, they can.
No.
Anyway, we got to wrap it up. This is actually running long, surprisingly, because I've been really silly on this one. That's why I think I've been dumb. I dumb been dumb. Dumb.
That's not unusual.
Dumb. No, but it's funny, just today, I don't really follow the stock market. It doesn't matter, but Facebook stock dropped today for some reason. They reported like shitty earnings or something. They dropped like 23%, 26%.
But wow, that's a lot.
The company's value dropped $251 billion today. How bonkers is that?
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go, man. Way to go, Mark Zuckerberg.
He's unfazed.
Started doing all this meta shit, and this is what happened. See, nobody gives a shit anymore.
I guess.
But anyway, all right, this has been fun.
Sure.
I love it. I do. I genuinely appreciate the time with you.
I didn't even get to everything.
Sorry.
That's too bad.
We keep going if you want, but I don't know if anybody's going to really want to listen to us for this long. We're running like 5-6 minutes over where we normally are.
Sorry to keep you people.
Yeah, sorry for free entertainment.
Right?
Yeah. Share it with your friends if you listen, please. That's always appreciated.
I'm not sure people want to be associated with us.
Well, I don't care. Help us out.
We'll send you a free sticker.
Yeah. No, we won't. But
if we had them.
Yeah. When we get them, you'll be we're going to give you an IOU for one free sticker.
True.
And that's better than a sticker.
Right?
All right. We're done.
Go, Bill.